In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Have you ever heard someone ask the question, why do I have to go to church when I can pray at home? Especially since COVID. That's the question I hear very often. And my friends, it is certainly true that we should be praying at home. Yes. However, we must remember that prayer is not enough. Prayer is not enough. God also commands us to worship. Worship. And worship is not something we can offer to God alone at home. To worship God, we need to do two things. Two things. Number one, a sacrifice. And number two, a community to offer it. Those two things. By its nature, worship is the act of a community offering sacrifice. So, just as I cannot play baseball by myself at home, I cannot worship at home alone. Let us get this message out. To worship God as He desires, I must come to church. Now, at Sunday Mass, it is clear that there is a community present. I was talking with Mike before service this morning about the Jews. If they don't have 10 people present, no worship. That's how they do it. You must have 10 people to have worship. You must have that community. What is our community as Christians? What is it? That community is you and I who have gathered here. The reason Jesus is present in our midst in a real way, because what did He promise us? He promised us, for where two or three are gathered together in My name, I am there among them. Matthew 18, verse 20. So because of that, Jesus is present here in a more intense, real, and personal way than I can ever experience that at home by myself. When we come here, He's here in a more intense way than I can ever experience it at home by myself. We are all made in the image and likeness of God, and it is through our baptism that we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. So we reflect God's glory to one another. We need one another. We must reflect something to one another. We don't come here in isolation. To experience this presence of Jesus in my neighbor, I must find something from you as I interact with you. I must see something of Jesus in you. I must experience this presence of Jesus in my neighbor. And if I'm to do so, I have to leave my house. I can't stay home. And while I can certainly encounter Jesus in everyone I meet on the street, it is in this place that we meet Him in an intentional way, because what? We are gathered in His name. This community is different from all other communities. Church is different because we gather in Jesus' name. So, while it is important that we be praying at home, it is also crucial that we be worshiping in church. Otherwise, we will not have that encounter with the living, risen Christ that can transform us. If we are the community gathered for worship, then what is the sacrifice that we are here to offer? You heard about that epistle this morning, offering sacrifices, goats, bloods, that sort of thing. We offer a different sacrifice. The sacrifice we offer is nothing less than the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross. We're going to be reflecting that next week, Palm Sunday. That will be our focus. Jesus died on the cross once for all for our salvation. And as I prepared this sermon, it came to me that communion hymn in the old Anglican book that I shared with Karen and Mrs. Thackerberry this morning. Once, only once, and once for all, his precious life he gave. Before the cross, in faith we fall and own it long to save. That's the first verse to the tune Albano. And Albano, that tune is in our hymn book. So later on, Karen will share it with you. Once, only once, and once for all. So as we hear most Sundays, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. He became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. So at Mass, at Holy Communion, we do not sacrifice Jesus again. Rather, that one death of Jesus on the cross becomes present to us again. Remember now, when the church celebrates the Eucharist, she commemorates the Passover of Christ. And it is made present. The sacrifice Christ offered once for all on the cross remains ever present. None of us were alive when Jesus died. However, every time we come to Holy Communion, the saving offering that Jesus made of himself becomes present to us again and again, as if we were there. Every Sunday, at every Mass, every Eucharist, we are given access to Calvary, where our Lord died for us every Sunday. So as a worshiping community then, we unite the sacrifices we make in living our Christian life to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The bread, the wine that we offer represent the gift of our very selves that we offer to God through Jesus. Remember, the Eucharist is also the sacrifice of the church. The church, which is the body of Christ, participates in the offering of her head. With him, she herself is offered whole and entire. She unites herself to his intercession with the Father of all men. In the Eucharist, the sacrifice of Christ becomes also the sacrifice of the members of his body. The lives of the faithful, their praise, their sufferings, their prayer, their work are united with those of Christ and with his total offering, and so acquire a new value. So Christ's sacrifice, present on the altar, makes it possible for all generations of Christians to be united with his offering. And I'm closing this morning with these words. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross was an act of perfect love and obedience to God the Father. Our sacrifices, my brothers and sisters, however, are not perfect. Not. Sometimes we want to do for others, or what we do for others is done half-heartedly. We can be distracted when we pray. We can complain about how hard the good works we perform are, or we might gripe that no one notices or appreciates what we do. To be honest, so much of what we try to do for God is full of selfish motivations. However, when we come to Mass and attach them to the perfect sacrifice of Jesus, there they are washed clean and become pleasing to God. Amen.